coming up and beginning on Thursday, the Asheville Fringe Arts Festival. Jim Julian is the co-director of the festival and is with us in the studios once again. Jim, welcome. Thanks for coming. Yeah,
thank you.
You got to be a very busy man right now.
We're all very busy right now. So,
well, congratulations on what looks to be an incredible set of performances going on over the next few days. I have to say, in my imagination, the Asheville Fringe Arts Festival, was a bunch of people who kind of knew each other and wanted to put on some different kind of shows. But this is, I'm looking at your free guide, festival guide, which looks like a book. This is an amazing production.
It's grown just a little bit. We're now in this will be our 15th year of doing the festival. And we've been able to bring folks from around the country to the festival as performers, as well as even some audience members. So it's definitely grown. Each year we've kind of added just a little bit more. Yeah. And this year we've got over 36 performances, I think, all totaled, and in six venues, and quite a few free performance events that are kind of happening in the course of the weekend. It's become quite a phenomenon.
Wow.
And we've been a member for several years here of the U.S. Association of Fringe Festivals. So we've had the opportunity to kind of network. Mm. So some of the folks that are participating, artists, have come to us through other Fringe Festivals. So it's been an opportunity to kind of build our fingers out into the larger Fringe community.
Yeah. So wonderful. So what is the nature? Can you say this? Can you describe the nature of the performances that are going to be happening over the next few days?
It's a pretty wide range of genres and styles of performance, medias, that sort of thing. But I guess probably if there's one kind of connecting thought through it, is most of them are original pieces or, fairly new. We've got several world premiere pieces that are happening at this festival, but they are work that small companies, individual artists have developed, and kind of within our model. Usually most of them are running around an hour or somewhere between 45 minutes to 55 minutes or so. So we've kind of got it set up so we've, in the course of the evenings during the festival, we've got basically a 7 o'clock show and a 9 o'clock show, and then on Sunday we have 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock shows. So they kind of fit within that, but they are all over the place in terms of some of them are just silly, absurdist kind of theater. Some of them are puppet shows. Some of them are kind of compilation of kind of a dance showcase. Some of them are very important, serious theater work, very dynamic voices. We've got several shows that have come to us from New York. There's a wonderful festival called the United Solo Festival, which is basically a one-person performing artist, monologues, that sort of thing, spoken word. And we have several folks coming from that festival. Our name got passed around a little bit, I think, over the last few years. And we're, you know, Asheville is at least slightly warmer than New York City at this time of the year. So I think our reputation for being a fun place to come and participate in a festival. So.
Yeah. Well, I love that you mentioned, I guess it was on the website, that I saw more than 30 local artists and imported artists. Mm-hmm, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a nice way of looking at it. there's also something that you may have had this before, but I had not seen it. You have a mobile performance space.
Mm-hmm. We do. The Purple Bus, the Lazoom Comedy Tour bus that travels around. The fine folks at Lazoom are letting us borrow their bus to put on a very interesting kind of magical mystery tour show that will head out into Asheville and take people to all sorts of alternative spaces and installations. There'll be performances on the bus. There'll be performances off the bus. They'll be going through a wide variety of environments and that sort of thing. So it's a pretty spectacular. It's probably one of our most popular shows that we have. We generally sell out. I think there's still a few tickets available for the Lazoom shows, but they sell out fast, partly because they're incredibly popular. So,
well, and speaking of selling out, tickets are already on sale for all of the events. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that there are others that have already sold out.
Yeah, we had one really exciting show that was called Ride Along that is performing, and basically, three people will get in the back of a car and drive around and follow two special agents, maybe hitmen, as they go about their business. And so we're running those three shows a night, but it's only three people to participate. So it's only nine audience members. It's a very limited thing. That's, of course, sold out. That was incredibly popular. It was a piece that actually came to us from the Orlando Fringe Festival.
Oh,
they had been popular there, and the folks that had created it brought it up here, and that's a very immersive theater experience.
Wow.
But I think we still have some tickets available for the Fringe show, or the Lazoom Fringe show. So you will get a chance to at least ride around on the bus.
There you go. And we mentioned this, but it's worth saying again that there are performances taking place simultaneously all over town.
Mm-hmm.
Some in downtown Asheville.
Yeah,
you said other places.
We've got kind of our main theater is the BB Theater, but we also have the Dirty South Lounge, which is behind the Southern. We've got a couple of really delightful little intimate shows there. We have some shows out in West Asheville at the Mothlight, a really nice music club out there. And also down in Biltmore Village at the Toy Boat Community Arts Space down there. And the Magnetic 375 down in the river. So it's kind of all over the place.
Yeah,
and there's about an hour between the 7 and the 9 o'clock show to allow people to move from one venue to the other. So if you're feeling called to have multiple shows over the course of the weekend, which we really encourage people to do, you will have a chance to kind of rush from one spot to another.
It sounds like you should just really just plan on making the festival your home for the next few days.
It's my home, so
I'm sure it will. it starts on Thursday, right, and runs through Sunday.
Through Sunday, yeah.
And again, I'm looking at your festival guide, which again, it looks like an auction. What do they call it?
One of those auction books.
Book or a catalog to an art exhibit. It's really quite amazing.
Yeah.
And there's way too much for us to talk about on the air.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
These are available. You said in a number of places around town,
around downtown, and around the city. We've tried to get those into restaurants, clubs, coffee houses, hotel lobbies, all sorts of spaces, anywhere where we could persuade someone to let us put a pile. So,
and of course the website.
Yes, and the website, you can get pretty much all this information available, or you can visit us at our main Fringe Central box office, which is on Battery Park at the Lazoom box office there next to Wall Street. So
very good. We're talking about the Asheville Fringe Arts Festival, which begins Thursday and runs through Sunday. Jim Julian is one of the co-directors of the festival and long time involvement with what's going on. You're a dancer, right? I mean, you're a designer.
Dancer is a generous term. I'm a performance artist.
Okay.
I guess that gives you a pretty wide umbrella of styles and masteries, I guess.
Well, you've done. I mean, if you did nothing but work on the Fringe Festival, that would be enough.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah,
really. It's really quite wonderful. So, best way to find out more and to is the
visit our website, AshevilleFringe.org. You can find out schedules, and you can find some background information about the artists. You can find a little history of our festival and locations. There's maps that will give you locations for the various venues, and hopefully provide provide you with everything you need. You can buy tickets online.
Oh, well, and, there you go.
So, so I highly recommend visiting and just checking it out.
So there are lots and lots of performances taking place, some of them in very intimate spaces, like the backseat of a car.
Mm-hmm,
So the advice would be to, if you're interested in something, go ahead and get tickets right away, I would guess, even though there are lots of performances taking place. Very good. Jim Julian, co-director of the Asheville Fringe Arts Festival. It begins Thursday, just day after tomorrow, and runs through Sunday all around Asheville. Jim, thank you so much for bringing this.
Well, thank you, Dan.
It sounds like great fun and wonderful stuff, and we thank you for bringing it to us.